Blog Talk Radio. Hello? 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 It is Sunday, February 4th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart, with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network, God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, peace, sir. Good evening to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Good to hear your voice, doctor.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And as always, let us open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for yet another Sunday that we have never seen before and that we'll never see again. A Sunday, Father God, that you have blessed us with, that you have consecrated, Father, as your day. We thank you right now, Father, for what you are doing. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings that are to come. We ask right now, Father God, for strength throughout this week, for strength throughout our lives, Father, that you will continue to love on us, that you will continue to keep us, continue to hold us, and continue to lead us, Father. I ask that you will bless, Father God, this network. Bless, Father God, all the hosts on this network. Bless, Father God, Brother Hakim, as he is a little ill right now, Father God, that you will bless him, that you will keep him, that you will heal his body. Bless, Father God, our leader, Miss Michelle, Father. We ask that you will continue to wrap your arms, Father, around her and around her family, Father God. Bless, Father God, this world, Father God, as we continue to push towards you, Father God. We know that this world belongs to you, and we thank you for all that you have done for us and within this world, Father. Now, I ask that you will bless me, Father God, your preacher for this evening. Touch me in a mighty way, Father. Open my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my eyes, Father God. Just touch all my senses, Father God, so that I may seek out those who are in need, Father God, that I may touch and help somebody who needs your love. I just thank you right now, Father, because I know without you, I am nothing and I have nothing. So right now, Father God, I rest in you. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. I would like to always start out with a little testimony. Amen. It's been a blessing today. The snow. We hate snow. Lord knows I don't like the snow. But the snow is wonderful. To see the snow fall, to see the weather change, it is just simply amazing at what God can do, how he can change things in an instant. One minute it's sunshine and everybody's happy and kids are out running around and you got sprinklers going and everything, and then the next minute you are backbreaking, you're doing shoveling snow and making sure you don't fall, and it's cold and it's dreary, and but it is a blessing. A lot of people don't know that in a winter time, when the snow falls, the temperature drops. And there are times that there are certain bacteria that can only be killed by the cold weather. And when the snow drops, it is a purification of the atmosphere, of the environment. It is a blessing. Amen? Because we wonder why we get these super bugs and we get all these different colds and everything. Well, you know, when we have those mild winters, amen, mm-hmm. And no snow drops, you know, them little bugs become super bugs, amen, and they attack the body even more, and it's just a big old thing. But I just thank God for the snow. For when you see the snow and when you feel it hit your face, you know that God is still in complete control.
Amen to that.
I am excited. Yes, sir. I am excited and I hope you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. Last week I gave out a word for homework, amen, for everybody who listened. And for those of you who did do the study, at the end of the show, we will give you a chance to expound on your findings, amen. But I want to give this word for this week. I want you to look up in a study, and it's a word that we're all familiar with, and this word is love. Find scripture that supports the word and how it pertains to your life and your Christian walk. When you find the scriptures, you write them down, and you study these scriptures. But more importantly, you hide them in your heart. And the reason why I want you to hide them in your heart is because we all go through things in our lives throughout the week. We deal with issues and situations and concerns, and sometimes it's not even our fault or the things that we deal with, but we deal with them regardless. But these scriptures that you find on these specific words will help you to deal with your everyday life. Love is a big word. And as you read over the Bible itself, you will find that the Bible, all 66 books of the Bible, are all built upon one word, love. Whether if God was chastising, whether if God was shaking the earth, whether if God was a pillar of fire or a pillar of a cloud, it was all out of love. We need to remember that, love. So as you study that word this week and you search your Bible and you find scriptures to align yourself with that word, I want you to write them down. And be ready to call in next week so that we can discuss what you found. I'm excited about that because I want to hear what you found in your studies. And what has God said to you? That's the most important thing. That when you read God's word, God then can speak to your spirit. God can speak to you when you hear his word, when you read his word. And I promise you, if you do just that, you will find God speaking to you. God has a word for all of us, but it's up to us to hear it. But what can I say about love? Well, love heals. Love uplifts. It brings people together. Love, it can even tame the most savage of beasts. But above all else, love is an action word. If a person says they love you, there needs to be some sort of action behind it. I find that when people use that word love so easily, in this day and age, you can tell someone, I love you, and you really don't mean what you say. But I want to see and know that I am loved. But when speaking about love from a Christian standpoint, speaking about love, the love of Jesus, his love for his people is unconditional. What do I mean by that? I mean that whether you're right, whether you're wrong, whether you're black, whether you're white, you're blue, you're green, left-handed, right-handed, slew-footed, pigeon-toed, whatever you may be in this world, Jesus still loves you. Whatever you may have done in this world, Jesus still loves you. What I'm saying is that there is nothing too big that you have done to stop Jesus from loving you. It is a blessing to know that Jesus loves you. There are many people in this world who do not know that Jesus loves them. They believe that because they don't know who he is, that they are far from him. But Jesus loves us all. Now, Jesus hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. We have to remember that. He proved his love for us by allowing himself to be the ultimate sacrifice and spilling his most precious blood so that we may have a way out of our sinful nature, that we may be able to conquer the flesh and live a life worthy of God's blessings. What a love. Truly, what a love. So when you hear me say that Jesus loves me, it's not something that I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I know without a shadow of doubt that I am a child of the Most High, that I am a child of the King, that I am heir to salvation, that he said that when he is going to prepare a place for me and in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I would not say it if it were not so. Jesus loves you. All he's asking is for you to love him back. So y'all gonna make me preach, right? Amen. On a totally different subject, but God is good. But as we get into this word today, this first Sunday of February, remember that Jesus loves you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Let's start this message off with prayer. Father God, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture will come out of the book, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, beginning with verse 13. And it reads, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that the Son of Man am? Then they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but who do you say that I am? For a subject today, who is Jesus? Who am I? This question has been debated before Jesus uttered these words to his disciples. Israel has waited, missed the boat, and is still awaiting their Messiah. Their Messiah will come. In their opinion, he is the one who will remove the hands of oppression. But even after the life of Jesus, bishops, pastors, ministers, and lay people and children alike have all pondered that question, who is Jesus? Pondered the question, not from an unbelieving standpoint, but from wanting and desiring a closer walk with thee. In fact, to know more about Jesus. Jesus, the son of Mary and Joseph, the boy who reminded his mother and father of who he is and whose he is, the man who worked as a lowly carpenter by trade and at 30 started his earthly ministry, after being baptized by his cousin John the Baptist, took over the ministry of repent or perish. Even though he breathed this ministry, he was still compassionate to the people. He healed the blind. He raised the sick. And he even gave life to the dead. He illuminated this earth with a love that surpasses all understanding. And even when it meant his life, he was ready, willing, and able to give up his life for ours. John 10, 28 through 30 says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hands. I and my Father are one. But getting back, Brother Hakim, to the scripture at hand, sometimes I get a little bit ahead of myself. After setting the Sadducees and the Pharisees straight, Jesus turned to his disciples, saying to them to be aware of the rise of false and unacceptable doctrine. Among the greatest of them were these men who called themselves the teachers of the law. This message to his disciples was one of extreme importance and prophetical insight. Soon, the disciples will find themselves having to defend the same ministry that is unfolding before their eyes. And Jesus, in all his greatness, tried to prepare them for this impending battle. I found this amazing because when you are facing a battle that could mean the end of your life or your freedom, it is good to know who Jesus is. And as Jesus and his disciples crossed over into Caesarea Philippi and walking together, he asked them, who do the people say that I am? One said, John the Baptist. Others said, Elijah or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But then Jesus turned and said, who do you think I am? This question perplexed the disciples. I believe up to this point, through the miracles and the blessings, none of them could fathom who Jesus really was. While watching the story unfold in my spirit, I began to feel uneasy, because here is a time when the disciples could easily express the faith that Jesus showed them, and not one could answer. But every time I get upset with something that one of the disciples might do, God always has a way to bring me back down the ladder. Jesus reminded me of a time that when I did not know who he was. He told me, don't you remember when you were in pain and I was your pain taker? When you could not find your way out, I was the way maker. When you were placed in prisons, jailed, hurt, and abused, killed by maniacs, especially when Dante comes out and the chains of affliction are wrapped around your wrist due to sin, do not forget that I am the chain breaker. The disciples at that time might not have known who Jesus is, but let me tell you who he is. He is the one who saved my soul. When I said no, he said yes. I remember a time when I was on a mountain all by my lonesome, enjoying the peace, but I kept hearing a voice call out to me. And when I looked across, there he was, Jesus, calling out, asking me to join on his side of the mountain. Now, I liked my side of the mountain, and I didn't want to give it up. But after a while, my legs started to get weary when I looked and I had nowhere to sit, nowhere to rest my body. And Jesus spoke scripture to me out of Matthew 11:28, saying, come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy burden, and I will give you rest. I found myself on the other side of the mountain. Jesus looked at me and said, tell them about me. Tell them my story. But more importantly, tell them who I am. Well, let me tell you, life is short. Death is sure. Sin is the cause, but Jesus is the cure. And if you give your life over to him, Jesus will move you from shame to fame, insult to result, sorrow to glory, disgrace to his grace, labor to favor, mockery to victory, from oppressed to being blessed. Who is Jesus? He is the God that never fails. He is the one we worship because while being on the cross, he did not utter a single word. In fact, in his silence, he defeated death, and in his slumber, he snatched the keys of hell from Satan. And when he got up, he arose with all powers in his hands. Who is Jesus? Revelation 1:8 says that he is the Almighty One. 1 John 2:1 calls him the great advocate to our lives. Hebrews 12:2 calls him the author and the perfecter of our faith. Matthew 3:17 calls him the beloved Son of God. Psalms 118:22 calls him the chief cornerstone, the stone that the builders rejected. And John 10:11 calls him the good shepherd. He would give up his life for his flock. But what say you, church? Who is Jesus to you? Do you know him? Do you have a personal relationship with him? Is he your all in all? Do you believe that he died for you? Do you believe that he is coming back for you? Do you believe that he was God's only begotten son? If the masses came to destroy you because you called on Jesus as Lord and Savior, would you still align yourself with him? It doesn't matter. This world can come at you, come at us any way they want, but nothing will separate us from the love of God. Guns and swords, knives and sticks and stones may break my bones, but no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm here to let you know that Jesus is expecting us to tell the truth about him, regardless to who don't like it and who don't want to hear it. I'll start it off. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the prophesied Messiah. He is the master of this world. Peter let it be known, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the light. But I'm here to let you know, and before I shut this all down, I have one more viewpoint to share with you. Let me tell you what the world calls Jesus. The zoologists call him the Lion of Judah. The botanist calls him the Tree of Life. The geologist calls him the Rock of Ages. Chefs call him the Bread of Life. The mathematicians call him the Alpha and the Omega. And engineers call him that strong tower. And even some of the doctors call him the Great Healer. But who is Jesus unto you? Let me tell you who he is to me. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of all. I'm here to ask you right now, do you believe that Jesus died for you? Do you believe that Jesus rose for you? Do you have a personal relationship with the Father? You see, I can talk to you and I can preach to you all day long, but have you decided to take that walk of faith? Have you decided to walk away from your sin and step out on faith to be with the Lord? Let's talk about that for a minute. That sin, sin is so ugly. It is so hard. But let me tell you what it does. Sin feels good to the body. Sin feels good, and we want to stay in sin because it's easy for us to sin. But if you know who Jesus is, you know that Jesus is calling us out of our comfort zones. Jesus is calling us out to suffer a little bit for him, to do some work for him, to heal some people for him, to bring some people out of darkness. It is our responsibility to open up doors that have been closed due to sin. And how can we do that? We must give our lives over to Jesus. I don't care what they say, how they say it, how people try to turn Scripture around. Jesus is Lord. And one day, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, I'm telling you, let me tell you what I'd rather do. I'd rather bow willingly than bow painfully, amen? Because when you have to bow painfully, let me tell you what I'm saying to you is that hell is real, amen? And if you do not believe in Jesus the Christ, if you do not have a personal relationship with him, if you do not give your life over to him and allow him to be the Lord of your life and to work out the mess in your life, I'm here to let you know right now that there is a place that was not designed for you, but it is a place that you will end if you do not do what you are supposed to do through Jesus the Christ. I am a battlefield preacher, but I have to let you know the truth, that it is real. Hell is real, and the devil is deceiving people left and right. The devil is trying to rob us of our It is trying to rob us of our grace and our mercy. He's upset because he no longer has grace and mercy. But we do. Choose ye whom on this day you will serve. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Take away all that we have. He wants to remove our right relationship with God. But what do you choose? Who is Jesus in your life? What has he done for you? There was a song back in the day that said, "What have you done for me lately?" Look over your life. Just in the past week, what has Jesus done for you? I want to end it right there. But I want to say to you, may God bless you, and may God keep you. But ask yourself, is Jesus? Brother Hakim, do we have any people, anybody on the phone?
Yes,
who
we
may,
do.
Amen.
We have a few people on the line. If you would like to have your voice heard this good evening after that powerful, powerful message, just press number one on your keypad, and I'll patch you right through.
Hey, man. I'm on somebody.
Yeah, that was very powerful, insightful, and it gave me a few, few things to think about, and some good food for the soul, I guess. Especially when you're dealing with the cooties.
Hey, man.
It can be better than chicken soup.
Oh yeah. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Well, we know we're always keeping you in prayer, brother, and we pray that God's healing will go forth in your life, that he will touch you from the crown in your head to the soles of your feet, doctor.
Yes, sir.
That's our prayer for you. Amen. And if anybody would like to expound on the lesson from today, and just if you want to bless the Lord, this is your time. This is your time that I want to hear back from you. So somebody bless us with a word today.
Mm-hmm. Don't be shy, folks. Just press one. I see
Amen.
A few of you there. I know it's easy to just sit back and digest this beautiful message. But this is the part of the show he set put aside for you guys to get your prayers in. You may know someone who may need a good prayer. So don't be shy. Press the number one.
Amen. Amen. That's right. This is your time. Amen. While we wait for people, I want to lift up my Dozier family. Amen. Under our direct supervision of our pastor, Reverend Dr. Philip D. Washington. Amen. And Reverend Dr. Alondra Washington, I want to lift them up in prayer. Amen. That God will continue to fill his ministry with love and and joy, and give him some rest because he's a hardworking preacher. Amen.
Yes, sir. All right, we have someone who pressed the number one. You ready?
Amen. All right, welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, everyone. This is
good
a
evening.
Good way to spend my night. I know it's Super Bowl night, and everybody's watching the Super Bowl game, and I know it's at halftime, and this is a good way to also spend halftime listening to the Word and sharing the Word. I just want to say that I called in last week, and I had a troubled spirit last week. And that spirit was upon me for several days. And I called in, and this is a testimony, and I listened to the show. I'd done a lot of things trying to get my spirit right, and it was just still just vexed. And I called into the show and listened in, and I got to tell you, my spirit was renewed by the time that show, your show was over. I have had nothing but a good, uplifted, and renewed spirit. It is renewing itself every day, each and every day, all day long, throughout the day, since then. And I just feel blessed by that, and I felt blessed by your ministry. So I felt compelled to call in and to share that testimony.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is a blessing. You know, when you can just touch one, you've done your job, and I thank God for you, and I pray that God will continue to fill you up with that love and that joy. And just remember, like I said last week, when you're dealing with stuff in your life, in your personal life, in your workforce, before you hit that threshold, go into that workplace, you repeat that 23rd Psalm, and that will carry you throughout your day, and you will not have to be concerned about the things of the world. And you keep a song, a hymn in your heart, and you sing praises unto God, and I promise you that everything will work itself out. I'm a living witness to it. There are times when we all have to sing them songs unto God, you know, and praise God in the now, because sometimes it stops us from doing some things that we might not do if we didn't praise God. And so I'm a living witness to it, and I know that the power of God and the power of Scripture can carry you a mighty long way. And I just pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you in all that you do.
Praise God. I'm so grateful for this ministry. I got to tell you, I had just a wonderful day. I haven't been moved by anything, but when you told me what you just said, it just moved me and struck me. And I'm just so grateful that I have connected with this ministry, because it really is feeding my soul and my spirit. There were some instructions that were given out earlier in the show about love and and I think a scripture. I missed that part. I think I was 17 minutes into the message before I joined, and I was hearing that. Good. Do you mind repeating that?
Yes. What I gave out the word for this week, last week I gave out a word called embrace, and I wanted people to look up scriptures dealing with the word embrace, and that they would find scriptures and that they would hide them in their heart, that they would read them and live that week off of those scriptures. So this the word for this week is love, and so I want everybody to find scriptures pertaining to love and to live out them scriptures this week. So whatever the scriptures you find that grips at your heart, live out that scripture.
Yeah.
Whether it says to love what is good and shun what is evil, if that grips your heart, then all this week I want you to do everything that God tells you to do. Because if you aligning yourself with love and you're turning away from the sin, then you will find everything that you can this week to do something that's going to please God. So what I want to do is add a little homework in so that people will dive into their Bibles a little bit more, learn a little bit more, so that they can add it to their lives and tell somebody what they've learned.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank you for letting me chat with you all tonight, and you have a blessed night.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. That's always a blessing to hear that that we've touched mm-hmm. somebody, I tell you. You know, in this walk, you know, preachers get ridiculed more than we get, you know, anything. And I just thank God, you know, this world, it can eat you up sometimes, you know, but thank God for his grace and his mercy, and it's renewed every mm-hmm. single day. And it's sufficient for our daily lives, amen.
Yes,
is there
sir.
Anybody else that would like to have a word?
Well, we have a few people on that are listening. If you want to get your word out, now's the time. We have about less than 20 minutes left in the show, and you may know someone who you may want to put a call of prayer out for, and let's do it. Don't be shy.
That's right. I'm not going to bite you.
Yep.
Hey, man, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, let's do some praying, amen. I would like to pray, Father God, for those who are without a home, Father God. If there's somebody, Father God, without a home, without a place to lay their head, without a place, Father God, to stay warm in this winter season, I ask that you will bless them right now. Bless those, Father God, who are on the sides of the roads, Father, who are hungry, Father. Bless those who are in need. Whatever it is that they are seeking, Father God, I ask that you would give it to them in a mighty way. We know, Father God, that bad things happen to good people, but, Father God, we rest in you because you are the good source that we have. We ask right now, Father God, that you would touch them in a mighty way. Heal this world, Father God. Allow your love to go forth. Bring back, Father God, that agape love. The love that will touch, Father God, that when someone is in need, Father God, that we will see the need and we will take steps, Father God, to make sure that they are okay. We just thank you right now, Father, because you've been so good unto us. We pray, Father God, for our leadership of this country. Touch our president, Father God. Touch him in a mighty way. I hear somebody saying, no, what are you doing? Yes, I'm praying for our president because guess what? As long as he has blood running warm in his body, he has an opportunity to change his ways. Remember that we are all ex-somethings. It is our job to pray for one another. But touch him, Father God, in a mighty way. And open up his eyes and his ears. Let him look in the mirror and see his reflection. I just thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do. I thank you, I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Is there anybody else?
No, not yet. I think folks are enjoying this message. Oh, wait a minute, I spoke too soon. Here we are.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi, Pastor Townsend. This is Tremaine Townsend.
Amen. God bless you, honey.
Hi,
how you doing?
I'm doing good. As always, it's just a blessing and a privilege just to be able to hear your word. It is just getting better and better every week, and I'm just so thankful. And you know, It's just a motivation, just extra motivation to get throughout the week. And, from your, saying, to recite the 23rd Psalm as you cross the threshold into, these different places. And so far it's been working, and I'm just thankful.
Amen. I am honored, you know, because it truly is a blessing. And, you know, but we have to know, we have to know that we have the weapons right here. The weapon is right here. It's within that book. And I'm just amazed at what God can do. And I thank you for your words of encouragement. Amen. And I will continue to press forth and amen and try to make every week better and better. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, honey.
And also, I'd like to ask that you put in a special prayer for my godmother, Rhonda Jackson. She's, you know, still not feeling too well, and you know, but she has faith, and she's just, you know, just in need right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, let us bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for the life of Sister Rhonda Jackson. You know, Father God, what she's dealing with. Father God, only you know her heart. We ask, Father God, that you would touch her in a mighty way. Heal her, Father God. Bless her, Father God. But let her be a witness. Let her be a witness to your people. Let the people see your surpassing greatness. Let them see, Father God, how you will heal and how you will deliver. And as you heal, Father God, let her run the race. Let her continue, Father God, to seek you. We just thank you right now for her life, for those whom she has touched, for those whom she has blessed, and those whom she has yet to touch and bless. We just thank you, Father God. Continue, Father God, to touch her and hold her up all the days of her life and grant her peace within her gates. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. Anytime. Amen. Brother Akim, is there anybody else?
Yes.
On the phone line?
Business is picked up. We have a few.
Amen. All right.
Next one.
All right. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Thank you very much. This is Sister Betty Townsend, your mother.
Amen. Hello, Ma.
Hello. Hello. Hello, my dear. I have enjoyed from the first up until now, and just listening to you giving information about the Lord, just talking about the Lord to everyone and how they are accepting you on the air. It's just such a pleasure to hear your voice. You know, as the Lord said, he sits high, but he looks low, and he's always in complete control. Heavenly Father, this is such a blessing to hear my son on the air talking about you, Heavenly Father, because he's such a wonderful young man. And I have to say so. I have to say that. He is a jewel in my heart. And I thank the Lord for him. And I thank everyone that's listening to him this evening and have listened to him from the beginning that, believe me, you're missing out when you don't listen. And I thank you, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for my son, because he's such a wonderful young man. And I know that he's going to continue growing. His growth is just on its way. And I love him so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, and I love you too.
Okay.
Amen.
Have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You as well. I have to say, Brother Akim, that my brother and my sister and I, we were raised by a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother did all that she could do to make ends meet. She even sacrificed sometimes for herself. And I remember times when she didn't have, but she made sure that we had. And it is our responsibility to make sure that she has. It's a revolving circle. Your parents take care of you. You take care of your parents.
Yes, sir.
And I have learned that when the Bible says that when you honor your mother and your father, your days are longer on this earth, that every day that you do not honor your mother and your father, your days are cut short. And so I have to really say, you know, that my mother did all that she could do. In some ways, she feels that, well, you know, I could have done differently. I could have done better. None of her children, statistically speaking, one of us should have been or went bad.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are professional. All of us have families. And all of us, we can all provide for ourselves. So she did a good job. She did an amazing job. And for that, I am thankful. Hey, man, you say we had somebody else. I don't want to take up all the time, amen.
No, we have one more.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi, this is Janet. Good evening. I've been listening to the message, to the word. Just real quickly, because I know that, excuse me, this is, we're winding down, but just so you know, the aside from the show being live, we have people coming to listen to the word throughout the week, and the numbers are just getting larger and larger. So I'm pleased with that, but I'm also pleased with the quality of the message that you bring across. It is something that I myself meditate on throughout the week. And when I just need to, sometimes when I'm driving in my truck, I bring it, you know, through the radio, through my phone, and listen to it as I'm driving. I have went back to a few of the messages and took notes and just meditated on the word. So I appreciate that. I'm very grateful. The last thing is, very important that we pay homage to our parents, like you said. I'm very grateful. I'm very pleased that your mom and your family supported you to call in and just to show their gratitude and how pleased they are with you. You come across the radio as someone that is very humble in their speech as well as caring. So just listening to it throughout the week and, like I said, going back and taking notes is something that I was really, really looking for my network. And I'm glad that you are, like Hakim says, a good fit. We talk about it all the time. And Hakim doesn't say it, but he does the same thing. He listens to the word. He's very meticulous, and he critiques stuff, and he goes back and listens to the word. And we talk. We have conversations about how you sound, what you should do differently. You know, that's something part of his job, what he does. I know he's here hosting, co-hosting, but he's doing that as a favor. He's really producing the show. And then he's listening to see how things can make things better for your show. And he hasn't really come back with too much feedback. So that means you're doing a good job. Now, my show, that's a different story. I got some improvement to do. But aside from that, I am very pleased with how things are going. And I thank you. I ask that you also keep my mom throughout the week in your prayers. She's not doing bad, but I like to stay prayed up. And with that being said, as well as your family and your mom as well. My mom was a single parent as well. And you are right. We have to take care of our parents. We have to.
That's right. We have to.
Some of us don't even have our parents alive to take care of. So whatever we all, if we're blessed, we're all going to cross that path where somebody's going to have to help us out, you know, in this life. So as we get up in age, so. God bless you, and thank you for bringing the word and bringing a strong message.
Amen. You know, Sister Janet, I have listened to your show, and I like your show. I think your show is really good, especially last week. It was fantastic, and you know, I don't see where you need that much critiquing in your show. But I pray that it's a blessing to somebody, and I know it is. Amen, because you are a blessing to me, and I thank God for you And I pray that I pray God's blessing on your life and on your family's life. And you and Brother Hakim, I tell you, you guys have been such a blessing to my life. And I can't thank God enough for you.
Same here.
Thank you. Thank you. And as we wind down, we have a few more minutes left. If anybody else would like to call in with a word, it is your time.
Don't have anyone else. Everyone else is just listening.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, I pray that God will bless you, that God will sustain you, that God will keep you. And if you are listening to this message, and if you do not know who Jesus is, I ask that you will bow your head right now and pray this prayer with me. Father God, I do not know you, but I am seeking to know you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins through thought, word, and deed. Anything that I have done to offend you, I ask that you would remember it no more. I believe, Father God, that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again. Accept me into your family. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I am yours, and you are mine. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, salvation belongs to you. Now, let me tell you what you have to do from there. You have to get yourself into a Bible-based church, and you have to get into your word. Find you a church that follows the Bible, and I promise you, God will bless you. This is Pastor D. Townsend. You have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. And until next week, I bid you farewell. This is Pastor Dante signing off. Yes, you can.